We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5G. I bought my phone. And they promised me 5G. Okay.
Your phone going to bring airliners out of the sky?
What is 5G? So we're going to an expert. He's live in New York. His name is Sasha Segan. He is a lead analyst for PC Magazine. He's the guy that has all the answers, we hope, on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sasha, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is 5G for Dummies. And let's start with, what is 5G cellular communications?
So what it is it's basically some new lanes on the information highway which your cell phone is using. And so if the lanes that you've been using, if your connection has become kind of congested or kind of slow because so many people are uploading their Snapchats all at once, 5G is supposed to open that up, and then in the future, it'll provide enough bandwidth, enough room on the highway for some new uses that we haven't even seen yet.
And the problem is there are only so many lanes, there's only so many bands and so many frequencies. And I guess upgrading to 5G is causing problems with the airline industry?
Yeah, so 5G is on a whole bunch of different channels. But one particular channel known as C-band is supposed to launch today. And there's a whole debate going on with the airline industry where they're concerned that some older models of their radio altimeters, which tell the difference between a plane and the ground, that's very important, could pick up some of those C-band signals, and then it would be a mess if it happens.
So the airline industry's been saying, time out, hold up. And some of the airlines have threatened that this is going to be catastrophic disruptions to service. So where are we today? Are they going to put a hold on it?
So I looked, and looks like there are not a lot of airline delays today. So it looks like the negotiations between the carriers and the airlines, even though they've been really contentious, seem to be working themselves out. The carriers have put exclusion zones around the airports. So they're basically not running this new channel right near the airports. And for now, that seems to be protecting most of those domestic flights.
Okay, 5G. What exactly is 5G, and what is the upside to us? We don't care about the airlines.
What about us? I do if I'm on one.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 5G, as I said, 5G just provides more bandwidth in the air. And so, I mean, not on your airline, between your cell phone and the tower. And what that could potentially allow is, for instance, more kind of virtual reality or augmented reality and telepresence things, where you get better video calls, for instance, or you put on a pair of glasses and you see, for instance, the image of your friend walking next to you in the street. Or my favorite idea, because I'm getting a little older, is I want to put on a pair of glasses, and when I'm in a room with a bunch of people, see their names floating over their heads. That's an augmented reality feature, and those are the kinds of things that the new bandwidth from 5G might be able to bring you.
So what would I notice first? So I got an AT&T connection. I got an iPhone. What am I going to notice?
So what you'd notice first is that, especially while you're streaming music or video, if you go to places where the connection's kind of choked up, it'll be less choked up. It gets rid of congestion in the network, especially as more and more people come on and more people are doing their YouTube all at once. So that's the first thing you'd notice, which is just more ease and reliability in your audio and video connection.
So, for example, like if I would go to a hockey game, Penguins game, or a football game, sometimes you have trouble with your phone connection. You can't quite get a signal. Is 5G going to take care of that?
Bingo. That is a key use of 5G. In those really crowded areas, like your hockey game, where there's 15,000 people all trying to tweet at once, that actually jams up the 4G network. 4G can't handle that number of connections, but 5G can. It has a much bigger, it can handle a much bigger audience at once.
What has the progression been from 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and when will we see 6G and have you on again?
So there's a G about every 10 years. And 6G is currently scheduled for around 2028, if you want to know. So every 10 years, there's a change in the way cell phones talk to their towers. And so 2G went from analog to digital, and that introduced texting, which we can't live without now. 3G basically introduced the mobile web in a lot of ways, and 4G introduced enough room and speed for a lot of streaming music and video that a lot of people say they can't live without. So what'll 5G bring? We've got a lot of speculations around like these augmented reality glasses and stuff, but honestly, nobody really knows because nobody expected Snapchat. Like the network's going to come and then people will invent things based on it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So it kind of drives, there's two drivers behind the technology. And then when it gets out there, we figure out ways to clog it up.
Exactly. Like the human ingenuity will fill up the channel once the channel's out there.
Great information, and we appreciate you taking time for us. Sasha Segan, lead analyst, PC Magazine, live in New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.